Kia ora tātou katoa. Blessings on you and on your whānau. Shall we take a moment to still ourselves in the presence of God? E te whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Hear these words of Scripture. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Father God, we thank you that you created all things and that we were made for you. Open our eyes to the spark of the eternal in all created beings. Make us loving stewards of the beautiful world you have made for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Today's reading is from Luke chapter 7. Now when he concluded all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore I did not even think myself worthy to come to you. But only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And those who were sent, returning home, found the servant well again. There's so much we could say about this lovely episode in Luke's Gospel, but today I want us to pay attention to something a little political in this story, something that might make us feel uncomfortable. As we know, the Romans at this time were the colonizers of Israel, but this Roman, he loves this country, and he has been actively supportive in helping the indigenous people. He, a Roman soldier, who has been brought up from childhood to believe in Roman gods and to follow the god Caesar, has built a synagogue so that the Jewish people can worship their God. He has learnt by association something powerful, that the words of the God that the Jewish people worship can breathe life and joy, that Jesus only needs say the word and his servant shall be healed. It takes rare courage to open our minds and hearts to learn from people who are different from ourselves. And it must have taken real humility and insight and a deep love and need to reach down from a position of power to someone who was part of an oppressed and conquered race. Jesus was a nobody, a peasant from a conquered country. But this powerful man, part of a colonizing army, opened his heart and mind, let himself be vulnerable to something that felt alien and unfamiliar, and his servant was healed. Today is the beginning of Māori Language Week in Aotearoa. What can we learn, what in us can be healed, if we open ourselves to the culture of others, or to others who are different to ourselves? How is God calling us to play a part in his forging of a nation characterized by unity in diversity? These aren't easy questions, and I must admit to feeling a little vulnerable myself around this. My challenge is around using Tereo. I'm hopeless at languages and genuinely frightened of trying to speak in Tereo. But beginning this week, I'm going to try to learn and use just a few phrases here and there. It's not much, but it's a start for me. So can I ask you to consider, what might God be asking of you? How might he be asking you to be vulnerable and courageous in the week ahead? Maybe he does want you to learn a little Tereo like me. Maybe he is asking you to be present in some way to someone very different to you. Maybe he's asking you to pray for people of another culture. Maybe he's asking you to see an item on the news in a different way. Let us commit ourselves this week to letting God soften our hearts and heal division in our own lives and in our community. And so let us pray. Lord, we pray for our country. We thank you for the privilege of living in this beautiful part of the world. We thank you that we live in a place where we are free to worship you. And we thank you that while the pandemic has been sweeping across the globe, we have lived in relative safety and security. We pray now that you will heal all division and conflict in this nation. Where there is anger or fear, sow deep understanding and a yearning for peace. Remove the darkness in the hearts of those who are gripped by hate, and open our hearts, healing us of doubt or distrust. We pray that as individuals and as a community, we may be prepared to face the discomfort and vulnerability that comes with change. May we be a force for good, for unity, for peace in our world. We pray for our leaders and our politicians that they too may be a force for understanding and peace and unity. We pray that no leaders in this country may be tempted to harness the politics of hatred or distrust for the sake of their own ambition. And we raise before you now those countries which are being torn apart by cultural hatred. We pray for Myanmar, for Afghanistan, for Yemen, for South Africa, and all the other countries ripped by division. We pray for protection for those at risk, and for leaders to rise up who will lead the way to peace and reconciliation. Lord, you are the God of justice and peace. Protect the weak. Heal those who have been victims of discrimination or hatred. Bring peace to the world, now and in the time to come. Amen. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so may the God of peace lead us as individuals and as a community, from darkness to light, from falsehood to truth. May he lead us from doubt to hope, from anger to love, from war to peace. Let peace fill our hearts, our world, our universe, this day and forever. Amen. Well, thank you for sharing this time of prayer with us this evening. God bless you, my friends. Ka kite anō, I look forward to gathering with you again tomorrow night.